When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-thru lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-thru lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
In Houston, a nurse loses her license and is sentenced to jail for stealing drugs at work. In Boston, 19 gang members and associates are charged in a big federal investigation targeting Boston gangs. And a judge says she suspects a cover-up of the true source of bail funds for a man charged in the Tupac killing. These stories and more coming at you today on Real Life Real Crime Daily for September 5th, 2024, and I'm your host Woody Overton, and Jim Chapman's taking a much deserved break. And again, I have joining me in the studio my bride Cindy Overton.
Hello everybody.
Hello, hello. All right, so it's Thirsty Thursday and it's September. We're only 25 days away from the opening of bow season. And this weekend is the debut of the NFL. So don't call me on Sunday. Right? They probably got a game tonight on Prime. They started doing NFL games on Thursday nights also.
Yeah. Well,
joy for you, right?
Guess what also is I just declared yesterday.
What?
Shopping season is about to start.
That the shopping season has never stopped.
Neither does hunting or.
No, you're right. I didn't say that it did. I'm saying that, you know, preparation and everything never stops, but the killing is about to begin. So I hate that for you people that are, you know, that think are against hunting, but we eat it and we don't waste anything. So, and it's cheaper than the grocery store.
Well, more than that, it's more ethical than what happens to those animals from a grocery store.
If you don't hate it, the killing of meat, everything in your grocery store got killed also. But that being said, let's get down to some true crime time for Thirsty Thursday.
Okay. I want to make one more comment about the killing of animals. Because every animal that you do, you thank and you teach our kids to give praise and thank Jesus for the gift. And, I mean, it's not sacrificed out of, you know, it's important to us. And we don't take it for granted.
If they didn't have hunting seasons, actually, people don't believe this, but the white-tailed deer would overpopulate and they would starve and all that. But fortunately, we have them. Now, let's get down to some true crime time for Thursday. Lead us off, Cindy.
All right. So, we're going to start off in Houston.
Houston, H-Town.
Yeah. A former nurse of Houston Methodist who stole drugs meant for patients for her personal use will surrender her Texas nursing license for life. She spent 120 days in Harris County Jail. And then will be placed on 4 years of probation.
Right. So what let me interrupt you real quick. I actually work cases like this, and that I don't know. I'm assuming you're going to say that was addicted to the drugs or whatever. Most time when the nurses steal it, it's because they have an addiction, and it's not like they're stealing to sell it on the streets. I guess, you know, maybe they sell some or trade some for dope or whatever. It's a sad thing. Addiction is a sad thing. It's a real, really, it's a sickness, and people do things that they normally wouldn't do. Now, nurses, I love them. I think nurses, teachers, and police officers are the most underrated professions in the world. But of course, you know, these things happen.
So, it goes on to say that our job is to protect the community. And in this case, it means ensuring that this woman is never allowed to be a nurse again. Being a nurse or any healthcare worker carries an incredible amount of responsibility, and anyone who does not maintain the highest level of integrity should not be allowed to work in that field.
That's true, because like when I was in the hospital dying, the nurses come in it's such a undervalued profession, because they are taking care of people in their worst of times, and it's just a beautiful thing, and it's a calling, really, because I don't know how they do what they do.
I know. Alexis McNeely, 25, was arrested last year after being caught manipulating a medication dispensing system at the hospital in the Texas Medical Center so that she could steal the drugs for personal use. After taking vials out of the machine without a valid order, she would use a syringe to empty the vials, then refill them with salt water and return them to the dispenser.
It's like me when I was a kid drinking my daddy's liquor and putting water back in the bottle.
Right. She was also caught on surveillance video at the hospital injecting fentanyl into her hand.
What?
An investigation revealed that she stole fentanyl and hydromorphone.
It's opioid. It's basically illegal morphine. Let's go back to the fentanyl thing. People, we talk about fentanyl crisis every day, it seems like, on The Daily Show. But fentanyl, real fentanyl, is actually, most people don't know this. It's the ones that's made by the pharmaceutical companies, it's a very effective pain reliever and a very, very strong pain reliever. So they do have fentanyl, legal fentanyl, that can be prescribed by doctors. And we're not talking about the shit on the street that they're putting into other drugs and mixing it up to maximize their profits and stuff like that.
So essentially, she was caught doing this 11 times from April 20th to May 10th in 2023. She was arrested, and while talking to the police, she told them that she had done something similar at Baylor University.
Right. And then probably she got caught. You know, a lot of times in cases like that, they get caught, and it's kind of like cops. If you got caught for some minor infraction, they were like, just go ahead and resign. We don't want to make this public. We don't want people coming in and suing and doing whatever. We'll just pass you on down the line. We'll give you a good rating. Go work somewhere else.
And that's essentially what happened here. So it's what they say is what was most important is that she will never be allowed to be a nurse again.
And again, I used to have the contract with the Louisiana Physician Examiner Board and the Nurse Examiner Board, and that's the boards that naturally oversee the doctors and nurses. And when they would get in trouble, and most of it was never publicized, and they give them chances. Doctors get addicted, nurses get addicted, and stuff like that. And they would put them on probation, supervised probation, and they would have to test with me on the polygraph to make sure they weren't violating terms of their probation.
Yeah.
And sometimes they would. I mean, sickness and it's sad that the world lost another nurse, but she couldn't have been doing that. No, you can't be doing that shit.
No.
And then think about it, if you're injecting, putting water back in, that's taken away. Somebody is really fucking hurt.
Exactly.
And they're like, give me my shot and or give me my medicine, and it's not even working. And they don't know it.
And I just remember you in the hospital saying, if you can control this pain, I can handle the rest. Yeah. And, you know.
Yeah, well, that's.
And those people aren't going to be allowed to control their pain if they have a water vial.
Yeah, obviously, right?
Yeah.
And that's very, very shitty. Well, let's go to New York, all right? And New York City, or at least the suburbs. And this is kind of a crazy story. So police in the suburbs of New York City made the first arrest under a new local law, which bans face masks.
Yes.
Nassau County police say, why are you saying yes?
Because I've often wondered, like, how we could just wear face masks so much and it covers up so much. And I think it's a good thing.
Okay. Because you're thinking about being robbed or something?
Yeah.
Shit. I don't want to wear a face mask when I'm fucking cold as fuck on the deer stand.
I was thinking of COVID mask.
Well, and then Mardi Gras, it used to be legal on Fat Tuesday, which is the end of Mardi Gras. Years ago, it used to be illegal if you didn't wear a mask on Fat Tuesday.
Right.
So, but back to the story. Nassau County police say officers on Sunday night responded to reports of a suspicious person on a street near the Levittown and Hicksville town line, which is about 30 miles east of Manhattan. They found Weslin Omar Ramirez Castillo wearing black clothing and a black ski mask that covered his face except for his eyes. Now I can see that would be a problem, right? The department said the 18-year-old resident displayed other suspicious behavior, including attempting to conceal a large bulge in his waistband, right? And refusing to comply with officers' commands. Well, they made him comply, and the bulge turned out to be a 14-inch blade knife.
Yeah.
Right? Not very
good. Because he couldn't get a gun.
Well, maybe so. But the obviously, well, yeah, maybe so. They arrested him without incident, and he was arraigned Monday in Nassau County District Court in Hempstead on a misdemeanor charges of criminal possession of a weapon and obstructing governmental administration. And this is according to the Nassau County DA's office. So Lieutenant Scott Skowronicki, a police department spokesperson, said Ramiro Castillo will also be facing misdemeanor violation of the face mask law in coming days. I get that. But I'm gonna tell you something. If I'm a cop and I'm driving down the street and I see somebody in all black with an all black face mask, you can't see anything but their eyes, and they got a bulge in their pants. They got a bulge in their waistline.
Right.
Then I'm pretty sure he's putting his hands on the hood of my car. You got to check him out. That's your job.
Yeah.
Right. And if he hauls ass and you can't catch him, then you're never going to find out who he is because he has a face mask.
Exactly. Not even with all of the cameras these days. But, I mean, a face mask in August?
Yeah. You're right about that. I mean,
up north, I will be with 50 face masks on when we go to Wisconsin.
When it's cold, it's cold, and you won't want to have the face mask, right?
Oh, yeah, but I won't have a bulge in my front.
And all black clothing with a bulge in your waistband. Yeah.
I definitely won't have that. I'll have on camo.
Right. Trying to stay warm and shoot some.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Who knew that they had that law? But it's a good one, I guess.
I guess so. Well, in Boston.
Boston? We're just talking about Boston.
I know. Well, they're coming back. I think you're going to have a lot to contribute to this. 19 gang members and associates are charged in federal sweeps targeting Boston gangs.
Right.
So Thursday, August 29th, charges were unveiled against 10 individuals linked to the H Block gang, which H-block. Kind of is about, you were saying, the North and the South, like, you know, what were you, the Westies or the Easties or the Southeast?
Life is in Boston. Don't be offended. She doesn't know.
Brought me there to know.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm sure the H block is the H block of Boston. But go ahead.
So these 10 individuals are linked to the H block gang for drug conspiracy, while 9 members and associates of the Mission Hill gang were charged with financial fraud. These charges stem from separate long-term investigations into gang activity in Boston following the arrest of over 40 members of the Heath Street gang earlier in February 2024 for various criminal activities. The H-Block gang, known for its influence and history of violence, has been under scrutiny for an increase in drug trafficking and violent incidents.
So, y'all, the feds, first of all, they do these investigations for years. They turn informants, and then they get... when the feds come, they're coming correct. And when they like to build it into all these organizations at one time, get them off the street and try to protect them.
So the gang, formerly known as the Humboldt Raiders, has been involved in confrontations with law enforcement, including a notorious 2015 incident where a member shot a Boston police officer without warning. Following a spike in gang-related violence, authorities have arrested 6 H-Block members for drug offenses, with additional members already in custody. The investigation also revealed a conspiracy to smuggle drugs into the Massachusetts prison using deceptive methods involving the mail system. This was very interesting.
Most people don't know that. You know, all inmate mail is scanned that goes out or comes in, except for if it's from an attorney's office. But they used to, and we busted them, they used to have to use stamps. I don't know what they use now, but there might be something electronic. But they would soak the stamps in methamphetamine or whatever, and the inmates would get it, and they'd soak them, and they sell it. They dry it out and sell it.
And then in a separate case, members of the Mission Hill gang were charged with engaging in financial fraud, such as card cracking involving theft and money laundering. 6 individuals were arrested for these offenses, with 3 others already in custody. The Mission Hill gang, based in the Mission Hill neighborhood of Boston, has been implicated on illicit activities related to financial crimes.
Well, do they have anybody left walking the streets in Boston?
Apparently not.
I mean, they arrested a shit ton of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's going to be a clean sweep, a great operation, get these shitheads off the street there. You know, everything in the drug trade, you got the people who use the drugs, and most of them develop the habit to the point where they have to go commit other crimes like stealing and shoplifting and all these things to support their habit, prostitution. And so when you take out the drug dealers, you're not going to stop the need or the want for the drugs, but you really are making a good lick. But then there's a vacuum, and guess what happens? Somebody else is stepping up.
Right. It's not in this article, and I thought that this was going to be it, but one of the things that I read last night was they're now making this fake paper that's, you know, got the drugs laced on it, not just the stamps anymore. It's like full pieces of paper that are soaked in whatever.
Yeah, and so books of acid, people don't know this, LSD comes in of book of 5 pages, and each page has perforated pieces, little bitty tiny pieces, like it's 100 per page.
Mm-hmm.
And all it is, the chemist that makes the LSD, they take that and they dip it in there and get the juice on it, and they compile a book.
Right.
So that's been going on since the beginning of
it's just different drugs.
Well,
now
it's easier for them to hide it and stuff. And the normal street beat cop pulls you over, and they see sheets of whatever, and you have it in a envelope or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
You're not going to think anything about it.
No, and they were sending it to through the prison system.
Yeah. That's a real deal. You can get anything in the world you want to inside of a prison. And they just had the big deal here in Louisiana, in St. Gabriel, about one inmate supposedly being able to ride outside the wire on a four-wheeler and bringing drugs in. And so the long-term head of the Department of Corrections, LeBlanc, just retired, citing health reasons after this came out. And the same day he did that, an inmate died from an overdose. But they said they were having like 6 to 10 overdoses a day
inside
the prison. Wow. But you know what? Prisons are full of assholes, and a lot, most of them were drug addicts before they went in. And they, if they can afford to, whether financially afford to, or they sell themselves for sex or whatever, they still want to get high.
Yeah.
And that's been going on since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
All right. Miami, Florida. Miami. Another really, really cool place. Very diverse culture. I love Miami. And I'm actually pulling for the Miami Dolphins this year. let's go to Miami. And now, you know, I'm a scuba diver. I love to scuba dive. Been doing it for a long, long, long time. And you go to these different countries, and you have to hire a dive master and go out on a dive charter boat. Well, some of them are good and some of them aren't so good. Well, let me go to Miami and tell you what the fuck happened.
Woody, do you know why I want to learn more Italian?
Why, I go?
Because my niece is getting married next month. And that means a wedding full of these crazy Italians from out of town.
Huh. And when it comes to learning a new language, there's only one leader, Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone's the most trusted language learning program, period. I've come a good ways using Rosetta Stone, but it's time to take it to the next level. My niece's wedding will be great prep for a trip I want to take next year.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. No English translations. Rosetta Stone helps you pick up a language naturally. First with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention.
And the True Accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Lifetime membership has all 25 of the languages for the rest of your life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today.
That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 languages for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that doesn't turn into fat when you consume it. Instead, it turns into a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body.
So getting more MCTs in your diet is like flipping a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which flushes out excess fat and calories. And Dr. Gundry has created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it comes in a tasty drink form. It actually tastes good. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized.
So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/RLRC and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, that's GundryMD. .com/RLRC.
Awesome.
All right, good deal. So an Ocala man had his first appearance on Thursday after being charged with several crimes related to his scuba charter business. And including Siemens, and I never heard of this, and not the dirty word Siemens, Siemens, S-E-A-M-A-N, apostrophe S, Siemens manslaughter, right? And this according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. So this must be a federal crime. Anything that happens so far offshore is federal. But in a release, USAO officials said that the man, Dustin McCabe, 49, bought a 48-foot boat dubbed Southern Comfort. That was the name of it, right?
Okay.
But he bought it in March of 2020, and he told the U.S. Coast Guard he was just going to use it for recreational purposes. Now, you've been boats out there, the Coast Guard, you know this. You've been on the boat with me when Coast Guard stopped us, and they check your shit.
Yeah.
That's their job. And look, they don't give a shit if you police officer or not. I tried that shit one time. It didn't work. They're like, we don't care. We want to see your shit and this and this and this. But they do a great job. And shout out to most people don't yet. But when we were in San Diego last week and Doves and I were riding it, we went by the Coast Guard station.
Yeah.
And I don't think he realized that the Coast Guard is part of the military.
Right.
And it's one of the branches of the military. But anyway, so as he's telling them he was just going to use it for his own pleasure. However, the boat was used to conduct paid scuba charters out of Palm Beach County, right? They found this out. That's a no-no. I mean, just pay the fucking extra money. But maybe he couldn't get his license. I don't know. Let's see. But later that month, McCabe took two customers. They were a married couple. Sean Flynn and Molly Giz Flynn to an area known as Breakers Reef for a diving trip. Now, this is where it gets fucked up. During the trip, the couple, the Flynns, resurfaced after finishing their first dive, and the crew aboard the Southern Comfort waved them back over toward the boat. Now, let me tell you about that. So, you normally when you go dive in the mornings or in the afternoons, you get two tanks. All right, your first dive is a longer dive and can be deeper. And you have to come up and have decompression stops because you get too much of the bad shit in your blood, and then you take an hour or something break until that level goes down again, and you can do it. Your second dive is going to be a shorter, usually shallower water dive to make it easier on your body. So they complete the first dive, they come up, the crew of the boat waves them back over. And this is where it gets fucked up. But as the couple tried to reboard the boat, now y'all, if you've never done this, it's hard. But with that tank weighs a lot. You got your BC on, your buoyancy compensator on. You got your weight belt on, or the weights are put in the vest now. Most of them. So, and you got your fins, you got to take them off, and usually there's waves, so you get climbing up this thing, they got to help you on.
Right.
So this is what they're doing. The Flynns are trying to get back on the boat. But when they're trying to get back on the boat, McCabe put the boat into reverse.
Oh, my gosh.
And it made both the Flynns get sucked under the boat.
Oh, my gosh.
With Molly getting stuck in the moving propellers.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine?
No.
And then that would be like me seeing you get stuck in the wind. You don't just get sucked. Those propellers are
ripped to shreds.
So, what does the husband Sean do? He's desperately like, holy fuck, he's trying to get her free of the other propellers.
How does he do it without getting in them?
Stay tuned. And so he's desperately trying to free his wife, and two of the hands that are aboard the boat jumped in the water to help pull her body free. Sean watched in horror because they couldn't save his wife. They tried to save her, but they couldn't save her, and she was declared dead by the time the boat returned to the marina. So the cause of death was determined to be drowning with chop wounds of the lower extremities.
Jeez.
I'm going to read on. My former brother-in-law, Trey, they were skiing out of one of the boats, and when he got up close to the boat, somebody put it in the gear and it sliced his leg open. So, but anyway, but she evidently drowned.
Yeah.
She didn't have a respirator or her tank hooked up. Maybe she used all air. I don't know, but it cut her up and she drowned. Now, according to the USAO, McCabe was suspended from providing paid services with his boat after Molly Flynn's death. So he instead used his Florida Scuba Charters, Inc. to apply for two loans under the Paycheck Protection Program that he fraudulently obtained from the government, like everybody during COVID shit.
Yeah.
This is what I don't get. He only faces up to 35 years in prison.
That,
I guess it's negligent homicide or whatever, but the...
But he was not working legally either.
I know. So, and the negligent homicide, whatever their form of it is, it's when you show such lack care for another human being's life that they lose it. That, lack care that a reasonable person would have shown. Reasonable person, you don't touch the motherfucking boat controllers when somebody's at the back of the boat. I raised you on the boat in a relationship, and that's just a big fat no-no.
A huge no-no. And we, sometimes in those rocky waters, like when we were in Lake Maurepaw, it was hard to get out just with your suit on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, waves, yeah.
Imagine all the scuba gear.
80-pound tank and weights and all that on you. And I don't know how big or small she was, but I know me being a big guy back then, it was hard for me to get in and out. So, it's crazy. The boat shouldn't even be turned on.
No.
And it shouldn't even be an idle.
Yeah.
So he's going to get his issue. But of course they're suing him, but they're not going to get anything out of him.
So when you run a scuba charter business like that, do you have to go through any sort of certifications?
Well, I'm sure you got to be a dive master at least, or at least have a dive master on board. I mean, it's different everywhere.
Yeah.
You'd be speculating, maybe you got to have something, and you can't say it's my personal boat and you're hiring it out to people representing yourself as this scuba master.
Yeah.
And you chop up my wife and drown her.
No.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
All right, so we're moving on to, I hate to say this, Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Yeah, they said last weekend when LSU went to play USC, they said the whole city was purple and gold. And they would drink more alcohol probably than anybody's ever drank. Go Tigers.
That's why I hate to say this, because I knew we were going to go to the game. A judge on Tuesday again rejected a request to free an ailing former Los Angeles area gang leader ahead of his murder trial in the 1996 killing of hip-hop star Tupac.
Tupac. I remember that.
Saying she suspects a cover-up related to the source of the funds for his bond.
Hmm. Well, I'm pretty sure some people... I mean, that was the scene. I can't say it for sure because I wasn't there, but maybe in some drug money. But go ahead. You're going to tell us about it.
We'll see. The decision from District Clerk... From Clark District Court Judge Carly Kearney came after an attorney for Dwayne Keefe D. See, I don't know. I wasn't in that scene. Keefe D. Davis said he would provide additional records to prove that the music record executive offering to underwrite Davis's $750,000 bond had obtained the money legally. But Kearney said she was skeptical after receiving two identical letters, apparently from an entertainment company that Cash Whack 100 Jones says wired.
Cash Whack 100 Jones is the guy's name?
Uh huh.
Okay.
Wired him the funds as payment for his work. One letter was signed with a name that has no ties to the company, the judge said, while the second letter included a misspelled name and a return address tied to a doctor's office.
Right.
I have a sense that things are trying to be covered up, Kearney said. The hearing took a turn when Davis's lawyer, Carl Arnold, told the judge that the bail bond agent used by Davis had provided the entertainment company with a copy and paste instruction on the language for letters and could therefore testify about their legitimacy.
Basically, they call them bullshit.
Yeah, basically. Right? Yeah.
And, you know, that you just can't use anything to bind people out. I mean, if you go in with the cash or send it in these things and they're suspicious, if you're a dumb fuck and you can't even spell and everything else and they're suspicious, well, they have a right to. I mean, you can't use illegal funds to bond somebody out of jail that committed an illegal act.
Right.
You know what I mean? And Keefe D, after all these years, They finally said, you know, made the arrest in it, and you know everybody thought it was, you know, who this one and that one and whatever. And I'm glad that hopefully they're going to finally get some justice for him.
You know? Right.
And then I don't know. All right. Well, I'm going to tell you about a story that just absolutely is going to piss you off, but this is real life, real crime, and would tell you about crime stories, okay? And in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the Red Stick is right across the river from us. A grand jury has indicted a woman in the death of her 5-month-old son. Investigators said the child's injuries were consistent with shaken baby syndrome and that the woman's versions of events didn't match the infant's injuries. So Shaylin Ewing, who's 31 years old, was indicted on first-degree murder on Wednesday. And y'all, first-degree murder carries the ultimate punishment in the state of Louisiana, death. And she had been accused of second-degree cruelty to the juvenile on April 29th, but the charges were upgraded after Dominic Griffin died on May the 3rd.
Goodness.
According to the arrest affidavit, Ewing had told police she had heard a noise and believed the boy had bumped his head on a wooden bed frame. When he began behaving oddly a couple hours later, she took him to the hospital. Mm-hmm. Imagine that. Upon arrival, the child was unresponsive, and it took several attempts to get the child to respond to any kind of stimuli.
Yeah.
Right? The child's heart rate was unusually low for someone that young, and his body temperature was also low. And testing revealed the child's brain was bleeding, and both his retinas were detached.
Oh, my.
Right? A bump to the head would not have caused such a severe injury, as investigators said, naturally. And she is scheduled for a court hearing in this next coming week. I work these, man. Fuck. Just sad. And I've been in an autopsy, and when they cut the little baby's head open, just like they do everybody else's autopsy. Yeah. Those are the hardest autopsies you're ever going to watch. But when they do it, you can tell immediately the brain's kind of like mush.
Yeah.
It's all blood. The skull's full of the blood from the subdural hematomas, and that's shaking the baby to death. Probably because the baby wouldn't stop crying.
Yeah.
And you know what, y'all, if you're having a hard time after giving a baby, if you have given birth to a baby, you're having a hard time dealing with it because it's a big life change and you're young or whatever your status may be, call anyone. They will come help you.
Yes.
Don't shake the baby.
No.
It's not going to help, right?
No, it's not.
It's not going to help. It's just sad. And there's so many resources and so many different things that could be done. You don't have to kill your baby. And let me tell you one of the worst things, and I'll never forget this. I probably said this before.
Hey, everybody. It's Aggo.
Listen up, especially you ladies over 40. I've got some good news. It's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution. It relieves symptoms of menopause. It promotes healthy weight loss and curbs cravings. It improves sleep quality. It reduces bloating and gas. It relieves hot flashes. It can even relieve occasional mood swings, although nothing like that has ever happened in my house. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalance should take it, but it's perfect for the horrible menopause symptoms that make you put your life on hold. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off today.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with a subject?
IXL now.
Is your child ahead,
real life,
not getting challenged enough in class?
Get an exclusive
IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English,
today.
Language arts,
visit
science, and social studies while adopting
today
to each child,
to get the
meeting
most
them where they are.
Program
plus,
out there
IXL
at the best
encourages
price.
Students to be curious, empowers them how to choose to learn. Now, Cindy used IXL in the classroom as a teacher and now uses it to homeschool our youngest son in the ninth grade. The videos are what she finds that benefits him most in math because he's a very visual learner. The perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum, IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational game lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving, and everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. Instant grading, helpful progress reporting. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Flexible and personalized. Kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. It's fun for kids, and kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. And it's trustworthy. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I got called as a detective. I was a detective on call at night, and I had to go to, back then we didn't have hospitals in Livingston Parish, but so I had to go right across the bridge, that first one on the left, I guess it's Oshner or whatever, to the emergency room. Mm-hmm. And I used to go over there all the time, gunshot mm-hmm. wounds and rape victims and murder victims and whatever, but I got a call of a dead baby, a dead infant. And probably one of the hardest things I ever did was you get there and the young parents are in the room with the dead baby. And then mama's holding the dead baby, and I had to take it because it's evidence.
Yeah.
Right. And she fucking fought me tooth and nail. They had nurses and doctors that were pissed at me. And I'm like, sorry, coroner's here. We got to take this baby.
Yeah.
And then the evidence. We got to do. There's no reason for, and of course, they had some signs, but I wasn't being rude. I was trying to be as nice as I could.
Cause yeah.
Naturally, she's innocent mm-hmm. until. I mean, it might have been a crip. Sid's death. Yeah. And then, you know what our pathologist said? He said that was bullshit. That whole name, the Sid's thing or whatever, he said babies die, they roll over and they suffocate themselves.
Yeah.
But I had to take that baby from that mama who basically fought and screamed, and it was a fucking shit show. But guess what? She actually wasn't the one that did it. The boyfriend did it. But when we did the autopsy, it was the shaking baby syndrome. When you shake a baby so hard, it knocks his eyes loose.
Right.
Detaches the retinas.
Oh.
You can imagine. It really brings it home now because you just spent a week holding a baby.
And I held a crying baby. You know, she cried for 5 hours straight.
And you're about to cry again. And I said, so not the first time I made you cry today.
Well, you didn't make me cry. Well, the thought of that made me cry.
The story that I told made you cry.
Well, yeah, but also every time I hear about a shaken baby, I remember my little brother who had encephalitis, and he, for a period of time, had to have constant care, and he was put in Padua and Belle Chase. You were around when Taylor got sick, and you were around after, and you helped me babysit him.
Those you don't know, Cindy and I were like best friends when we were kids.
Yeah.
So
when Taylor was put in Padua, which is down in Belle Chase, and you've passed it almost every, and so it's a home for, you know, children, and Taylor's roommate, these kids, for lack of a better word, were in a vegetative state, you know, both of them. But his roommate was a shaken baby and never had a visitor, never had.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully that's because they were in fucking prison.
And those nurses loved on him, and my mama loved on him, and, you know, did the best that they could to make him comfortable. But so every time I hear it, that's what I think of. And then I remember holding our little baby, and she was uncomfortable, and I couldn't imagine just shaking her.
Evil truly exists in this world, but so does goodness.
But Woody was right. If you're in that place, seek help. Anyone. 911.
Anyone. They're not going to, they might take your baby for a little bit or something, but it's better than killing the baby, man.
Right.
It's so innocent and sweet. My little potato and beret. And fuck, I can't imagine that. I 99.9999% sure they didn't find that motherfucker on Murder Bayou, then I'd go to prison for killing to give him the justice. So, but y'all, that's it. Thirsty Thursday, another episode of Real Life Real Crime Daily is done. Please, Patreon, convicts, and Apple subscribers, you already got your fourth episode of Scorched, State versus Peterson. And y'all, the reason why it's the fourth episode is because we have so much information, and Cindy dug on this case, and we found stuff that's not in any of the documentaries. You just have to put it, I put it all together in a puzzle. And why is it named Scorched? Because it's one of the most fucked up cases I've ever seen from both sides, from the police side and from the defense side, and Scott Peterson's side. And just, you put this whole thing together, all the little things that were done or not done, and holy fuck, it's so bad. And back in the day, I didn't watch it. I was a detective. I was working cases, and I never understood the fascination with it, but they said it was bigger than the OJ trial, which, you know, I wasn't in law enforcement when that happened, but I watched that almost every day. So anyway, hope y'all are enjoying your commercial-free early releases, and we got a lot more stuff coming your way. If you want to be a patron member or a convict, you can go to patreon.com and search Real Life Real Crime, or go in the Real Life Real Crime community app, download it free from the app store. I go there every day and answer stuff first and do my first post of the day when I'm having my coffee. But if you can become members there, right? And we have different benefits for different levels.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. Come November 1, with the start of #Justice4, and I'm not saying the name yet because I don't want these people to know that we're coming for them, this sweet family. But anyway, we have so much stuff. And we're like, we had in Courtney Coco's case, but this is different because it's many, many years later, and it's all It's electronic stuff, and we'll be putting the majority of it up for Patreon and convicts. But the story's going to be told regardless, and it's another horrible story.
Yes,
and I'm just rambling on. But the, if you have a lot of information and you have a cold case, email it to woody@reallifeRealCrime.com. But y'all don't just email me and say, my Uncle Joe got killed in 1989. Can you look into the case? Because I don't know who your Uncle Joe is. And I don't have the time to go run all the stuff down. These families I'm doing, and I have another one on deck after that first hashtag Justice For. We got another one coming out. And this family has everything like Miss Stephanie did in Courtney Coco's case, because this was so old. This case is way the fuck old. But I know this case. Mm-hmm. I know it intimately.
Yeah.
And they have everything. They have the complete investigative files. And look, if you have a cold case in the state of Louisiana and it's been beyond 10 years, it's your right to go in and request everything that's in that file.
Yeah.
And go get it, and I will certainly read it. Maybe we'll do it at your case. And in these families, that certainly they want a conviction, but they really want their family story told. And we're going to do that here on Real Life Real Crime. And your life was the best fans in the world. Put you up against anyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. And all go like and subscribe and all that good podcaster shit I'm supposed to say, right? And thank you, Cindy, for being in. Jim Chapman, we'll see you next week, brother. And I'm Woody Overton, your host of Real Life Real Crime Daily. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big.